views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from Hubbard Radio here at the KKNW AM 1150 studios here in the Seattle area. You might be listening here in this area live. You might be listening live on WBLQ AM 1230 in Rhode Island, Connecticut, or New York. You might be listening somewhere across the country on cable radio network. Perhaps you're listening to one of the 35 stations where we are aired in Australia, or perhaps you're anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. I hear from people in the way reaches across the planet, which is great. So welcome. You're going to be glad you joined us today. You know, this has been sort of a weird week for me. And, you know, I've shared with listeners the kinds of things that have gone on in my life. Lots of transformation, lots of letting go. And generally speaking, I feel like I can keep pretty good perspective. Yes, I grieve loss. Yes, I feel pain. Yes, I process because I'm human, just like you guys are. But this week, I'm having a hard time shaking something, and I'm hoping to find some hope within all of this today. You know, this past weekend, I was teaching a 111 activation seminar, which went great, by the way. And at the end of the day, I realized I was getting a series of calls from my son, Riley. Riley's 20. He's in college right now. And I thought initially, well, he's probably just trying to contact me. You know, he was hoping to have lunch with me because he's not too far away. But no, by the time I talked to him later in the day, he said, "Mom, Parker Moore, my friend from Woodinville High, is dead." And, you know, these sorts of things happen. He was, you know, a mere 20 years old, but how he died was really disturbing. Parker Archie Moore was a football player, an athlete, you know, all around. He was a good student, but more than that, he was a good human being. When my son transferred from to Woodinville High when he was in 11th grade, you know, he was a shy young man, and Parker Moore reached out to Riley. He helped him to make him feel comfortable. He was kind to him. He was the kind of kid who not only helped people with their schoolwork when they needed it, but he helped people to be comfortable with who they are and went across the clique barriers, and it was very, very inclusive. A really bright young man with a bright future. And on Saturday night, after his football game at his college down in Linfield College in Oregon, he went to a 7-Eleven. Now, you know, when somebody dies from an accident or disease, you know, I have an easier time processing this, but he went into the 7-Eleven and a man came and stabbed him in the chest and he died. Now, here was a bright young man who just went in to buy something at a 7-Eleven on a Saturday night, who was killed. You know, I have a hard time sort of putting this sort of thing into perspective. No young man looking forward to his future should have to experience this kind of random violence. No mom or dad should get a phone call about this sort of thing. No family member, no friend should have to experience the tragic loss like that. And, you know, how do we find perspective in all of this? how do we somehow create a world where this sort of thing doesn't happen? I know many of you who are listening today are on your paths, and you are doing your part in the world to make this place better. And you're doing your own inner work to help create a more positive vibration. But really, you know, we need to do something more. We need to find other ways to somehow create change that is meaningful so that people who don't have a history of mental illness, who aren't like escaped from the mental hospital, but who are going about their normal lives, suddenly flip out and go into a 7-Eleven and stab a bright young man to death. And, you know, I'm pleased that there are lots of people in the world who are working to make change. And our guest today, who I guess we've got on the phone now, is that right, Penny?
Correct.
Is one such person. You know, Mary Gordon is our guest today, and she is the author of a book called Roots of Empathy. And she is recognized internationally as an award-winning social entrepreneur, educator, author, child advocate, and parenting expert. She has created programs that are fueled by the power of empathy to change the world. In 1996, she outlined the initial curriculum of Roots of Empathy and began piloting the program in Toronto. In 2000, she established the international association called Roots of Empathy, which now offers programs around the world, every province of Canada, in New Zealand, the United States, Ireland, England, Wales, Scotland, and Germany. And in 2005, she created the Seeds of Empathy program. This program called the Roots of Empathy is recognized as one of the top evidence-based social and emotional learning programs by the George Lucas Foundation's Edutopia. She has reached 500,000 children to date with her program, and it was also described by a cultural historian as the world's most effective empathy teaching program. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Mary Gordon. Mary, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thank you, Christine. I'm happy to be here.
You know, Mary, I know that this program has been in place for many years. What initially inspired you to create this program?
I guess I had worked through the school system in my first social venture. I had established programs for vulnerable families whose children hadn't yet started school, and I was exposed to a great deal of domestic violence and child abuse and neglect. Mm-hmm. And being in the school system, I saw bullying, and having been a teacher, I saw the pain, the social pain of bullying also.
Right.
And what I came to realize was that in all the suffering of the violence in the world, the common denominator was the absence of empathy. So my thinking was, if we want to take the burden of suffering off children, and if we want to break these cycles of violence and poor parenting, we need to go to the classroom where all of the children are.
Right.
And give them an opportunity to deepen the empathy they already have, or for little children who weren't exposed to empathic attachment relationships when they were babies, to let them lay down tracks in their brains of a loving relationship to replace one which might have been violent.
Right. And, you know, we often don't think in those terms of fixing them early, so to speak, because when children are raised in difficult situations, painful situations, we only have a limited amount of time, don't we, to really help to shift their brain and emotional chemistry, so to speak, don't we?
Well, it's true that the brain is more malleable when children are young, and we certainly can improve that child's happiness and productivity in childhood the earlier we get to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the more we learn about the brain, and certainly as someone who's well past 50,
mm-hmm.
it's very encouraging to hear that the older brain is also still generating in a way that we thought it wasn't previously. But you're right, it's absolutely essential and optimal to get to little children when they're young.
Mm. And, you know, Mary, I'm very excited to hear more about your Roots of Empathy program. From what I've read, It's inspiring and transformational. But we'll need to go to a quick break. More with Mary Gordon when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Let me be your porch light, your favorite star on the best night. A good year, a good fight.
Are you ready to experience the power of three, the power of being mentally, physically, and spiritually fit? We tend to think in this society that we have to choose one and that to live in balance with all three is taboo or impossible. Lynn Brown will show you how to combine these energies to give you ease and power that is out of this universe. Lynn's workshop will be held at the Maya Whole Health Center studio in Renton, Washington on November 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Call them directly to register at 425-271-0200.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
With themselves at their end, 'cause I'm not sure who I was before, but the day I saw you at your door, you opened up the things I should.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the author and creator of Roots of Empathy, Mary Gordon. Now, Mary, before the break, we were talking about how you became inspired to create a program that helps bring empathy into the lives of children, helps develop their empathy. What is involved with this program?
Well, I think the thing that kind of takes people off guard is we use a tiny teacher, and the teacher is a 2 to 4 month old infant and the mother, or could be the father. And the reason we work with this parent-infant relationship is that empathy is innate, I believe, in everybody, but it either blooms or fades in that attachment relationship.
Right.
And, you know, to blame nobody, but some children do not have a secure attachment to the parent. And by bringing this parent and infant into the classroom, along with a curriculum that's specialized to each age and an instructor, the children gather around a green blanket, and the mommy and the baby usually, The children are coached to observe this little infant by the Roots of Empathy instructor,
uh-huh.
see how this little baby is feeling and what the baby's intentions are, so that they are practicing perspective-taking skills and emotion recognition, so that the two key pieces of empathy that we're trying to foster in the children, the cognitive part of empathy is perspective-taking, putting uh-huh. yourself in the other fellow's shoes, and the affective part of empathy is emotion. So we're helping children become emotionally literate, to learn the names of the feelings from the experience of seeing what goes on with the little baby.
Uh-huh.
And the trick of the Roots of Empathy program really is that the instructor takes all the experiences that the children have through the little baby and flips them back to the child. You know, like, mm-hmm. when was a time when you were frustrated like baby Jake? Or when was a time that you felt very sad,
uh-huh.
like, you know, baby Susan? So that the children, in finding the humanity in the baby, are then able to find the humanity in themselves and bridge to empathy, which is finding the humanity in the other.
Right. And it also encourages them to accept their emotions, just like, you know, the mother is accepting of her baby's emotions.
Well, that's, you've hit exactly the kernel, because nobody gets cross with a baby for showing their emotions. I uh-huh. mean, their little bodies are theaters of emotion.
That's right.
That, you know,
they communicate and
cries
and, yes.
A baby with a problem.
Yeah.
But we're not quite so kind to one another or to ourselves. And when the children learn about all the negative feelings, and when they learn to understand that loneliness is a sad feeling, but you can tell people about it,
mm-hmm.
it's not a disgrace, and the children just become very comfortable with understanding how they're feeling and being able to talk to adults. Or the brilliant thing is the little children recognize how their friends are feeling. They learn to read emotion cues.
Oh.
So it's kind of, parents often tease us, because, and the teachers as well, because the classroom teachers host this program and they really become part of it, but they're not the instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And the children will often say, oh, Miss So-and-so, are you feeling sad today, or are you feeling mad today? And, you know, we always deny any negative feelings. So the teachers, oh, no, I'm fine, Johnny. But Johnny will say, but your eyes look mad, or your eyes look... So the children are brilliant. They're better than we are.
Mm-hmm.
And once they're given sort of the tools for recognizing how they feel and talking about it and seeing, reading other people's feelings, it really improves every relationship in their lives.
Right. So what ages does this program reach?
We start with kindergarten children,
mm-hmm.
and we work with children until such time as they go to high school.
Oh, that
And
long.
We also have a program called Seeds of Empathy, which is very active there in Seattle, where we work with 3 to 5 year old children in childcare settings.
Okay.
And in that program, we also have added on an element of early literacy, where we're not teaching children to read or write, but we're developing their love of reading by training the early childhood educators to read with children and have follow-up activities representing all of the arts and reflection,
uh-huh.
and only to do the activities which appeal to the early childhood educator. And it's really based on the idea that little children love their caregivers,
uh-huh.
and they love what we love, so that if you train people to be successful in reading stories and having follow-up activities, and they clearly love doing it, so will the children.
Mm-hmm.
And we see huge attitude shifts. And really the measure of success around early literacy is the comfort with books and stories and language, and the love of books, stories, and language,
uh-huh.
more so than phonemic awareness or letter recognition.
Interesting. Yeah. So instead of trying to affect the mechanics of learning, it gets to the emotions of the joy of learning.
And that is a far deeper connection in the brain for capacity building. You know, it's a bit late when a child arrives in grade one and they already hate reading and feel unsuccessful and don't have any positive memories on which to build.
Right.
You know, now we're so privileged because of the avalanche of research on neuroscience that it's really well accepted that there is an inextricable link in the brain between the development of cognition and emotion.
Uh-huh.
The two with little children, 3 to 5 year olds, cannot be separated. So when you combine this kind of deep learning and happy learning, you can count on it lasting, and you can count on it making the children more resilient when they face frustration.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very beautiful, playful approach to building lifelong competencies.
Mm-hmm. So, Mary, with the Roots of Empathy program, I'm fascinated by bringing a baby into a classroom. Is this something that happens just once, or do they come in multiple times?
Well, the school program lasts 9 or 10 months.
Uh-huh.
There are a total of 27 classroom lessons. They're divided into 9 themes, and the baby comes 9 times, 1 time for each theme.
Uh-huh.
There's a class the week before the little baby comes, and this is really helping children develop the kinds of executive functioning skills that will allow them to predict and to analyze, make good judgments, problem solve.
Uh-huh.
And then the family comes and they test out all their predictions. You know, will the baby have a tooth?
Uh-huh.
Has the baby learned to flip over? Did the baby sleep through the night?
Right.
Did the baby learn a word? All these kinds of things. And then the family comes, and, of course, the children immediately fall in love, not just with the baby,
uh-huh.
but with the parent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a scientist who is doing research on oxytocin,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Carter, who is dying to get into the classrooms to do a study on an increase in oxytocin levels, and that's really the hormone that opens children up to be trusting and happy and
uh-huh.
receptive and open to learning. And she feels that levels of oxytocin, it's a hormone,
right.
are higher in classrooms that have Roots of Empathy, significantly higher than classrooms that don't.
Uh-huh.
And that's why, she says, teachers often say they teach their most challenging concept right after the Roots of Empathy baby visit because the children are so mellow.
Uh-huh.
And so this little baby and the parent come a total of 9 times. They live in the community, and they become instant rock stars. And the classroom teachers tell us there are baby sightings on Monday morning. Oh, I saw the baby at the market. We bumped into the baby in the park. And it's really quite beautiful to see. And what you'll find there in Seattle and all over where we've had Roots of Empathy is these little babies come to school and very often receive Roots of Empathy, and they bring to the classroom the wish tree, the wishing tree that was given to them in June at the end of the program.
Uh-huh.
And they all remember the welcome song.
Uh-huh.
And it's really quite beautiful. We hear stories all the time of the graduation of little Roots of Empathy babies who are not even a year usually at the end of the program. But when they start school, they feel, if it's in the same school, they feel very special.
So it sounds like you've done a wonderful job of not making this something separate about just learning empathy, but connecting it to different aspects of the curriculum.
Well, I'm an old school marm, and I really feel strongly that you have no business being in a classroom unless you are supporting the classroom teacher with the goals that he or she is responsible for.
Uh-huh.
So we offer experiential learning, which is the very best type of learning because the children are involving, you know, all of their senses and their emotions at the same time as they're learning perspective taking with the baby.
Right.
And the teachers fill in an evaluation each year of their experience with Roots of Empathy. And we ask the tough questions because we want to know. Mm-hmm. And the information is aggregated and sent back in a report. And it's so fascinating to see. And in Seattle, you have about 100% of teachers say that they agree that the Roots of Empathy program complements their curriculum.
Wonderful. And you know,
so it's not that we're teaching math, although we do math around the cost of cloth diapers versus, disposable.
Right.
Yeah. And the children very much think about issues like the baby sleep and the mommy sleep and their own sleep, which is wonderful backdrop for teachers to realize that some children worry at night and some children don't sleep. And, you know, these things just never come up in regular discussions. And some teachers say it saves them a lot of time to have Roots of Empathy because they're not usually solving the same schoolyard battles every time the school children come in.
Mm. You know, and you've got a lot of inspiring stories of the effects that this has had on individuals and also a lot of research that we're really excited to hear about. But we need to go to another quick break. More with Mary Gordon when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Days are cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we heal are the worst.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague John G. Sutton on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you, but with the beast inside, there's nowhere we can hide, no matter what we breed.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a discussion today with Roots of Empathy creator and author Mary Gordon. Now, Mary, you know, you talked a little bit about this program that brings a baby into a classroom 9 times over the course of the school year, and it becomes an integral part of the curriculum. How does this program affect kids? I mean, first of all, do you have some examples?
Yes, we have lots of examples, and most of the examples are sweet, gentle, caring examples, and mm-hmm. some are more dramatic about giving children who are in despair hope for the future. And probably one of the most soulful, sad stories is a young boy who was in a grade 7 and 8 class, and his story was tragic. When he was 4 years of age, his mother was murdered in front of his eyes. Mm. And pretty well everyone he knew was in jail, and he went from foster care to foster care home. Mm-hmm. And many, many changes in his life. And he had failed twice because of all the changing in the foster care system. Mm. When he arrived in this class, he was a full head taller than the other children, mm-hmm. and he had shaved his head, and this is the late 90s, and we really didn't shave our heads then.
Right.
And he had a ponytail at the top and a tattoo at the back of his head, and really his message was, you know, I'm fearsome. Mm-hmm. And he really was not fearsome, but he was a loner and shunned really by the other children.
Right.
Roots of Empathy came the one day the mother was saying to the children that she was wearing a snuggly, and mm-hmm. that she had always hoped that she would have the kind of baby that would cuddle up and that she could dress up.
Right. But your snuggly is the front pack carrier, right?
Thank you for explaining.
Yes.
You put it onto your body and you carry your baby in the front. It's just a generic term for a baby carrier.
Right, right.
So while the mom was sharing, you know, the temperament of the baby, because we always try to understand who the baby is uh-huh. in terms of how they see the world so we can understand ourselves, the bell went. And then the mother says, who would like to try on the snuggly?
Mm-hmm.
And our friend with his ponytail on the bald head put up his hand and heroically marched up as all the kids were getting their backpacks ready and going, leaving the classroom.
Uh-huh.
And the mother helped him strap on the snuggly. And the Roots of Empathy instructor said, would you like to put the baby in the snuggly?
Uh-huh.
And he said yes. And he put the baby in chest to chest, having just heard that the baby will not do that.
Uh-huh.
And that little baby molded into his body, and the mother was amazed.
Uh-huh.
The boy went off to the corner of the room where it was quiet, and he started rocking back and forth, you know, like sometimes that seasick rock we have when we rock our baby.
Sure.
And he had his arms around the baby through the outside of the snuggly, and the mother's eyes never broke glance, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Anyway, the young fellow came back after but a few minutes, and all the other kids were gone. And he gently took the baby out of the snuggly and gave the baby back to the mom. And as he did that, he said to the Roots of Empathy instructor, do you think that if no one has ever loved you, that you could still be a good father?
Oh, wow.
So it was a stunning moment, I think, for both adults. But, you know, we cannot afford to give up on anybody, regardless of how alienated they look or what their story is. So this boy was affected by Roots of Empathy to the extent that he had a glimmer of hope
uh-huh.
that he could be a good person and a responsible father.
Right, and give love to a baby that he had not gotten since, you know, his mother was murdered.
And even before that, he was incubated in violence.
Oh, dear. Oh,
so they're all to say, you know, generally speaking, there's only happy responses. When children learn to explain their negative feelings,
uh-huh.
you hear about what they worry about and you hear about their sadness, but it's not usually as deep as this.
Right. So tell me, does it help with bullying? I know that bullying is a real issue in our public schools.
It's a major, major success with dealing with bullying, because the thing about the bully, very often they don't understand the impact of what they're doing on the other person, or they don't care.
Uh-huh.
And that's, again, perspective taking and the emotion, the ethic of care.
Mm-hmm.
And when children in Roots of Empathy do become emotionally literate and do develop perspective taking skills, they do understand what it feels like to be bullied.
Uh-huh.
And the impact of that is that it's a break against bullying. It stops you in your tracks when you realize what that will feel like for the person. It's not a guarantee. There will be sociopaths who will take glee in this.
Mm-hmm.
Really do have not developed the emotional aspect of, they might have very good perspective taking skills, but they don't have the ability to care.
Uh-huh.
And so we see dramatic reductions in aggression, and specifically bullying, which is a more obvious form of cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
There are many insidious things that happen all the time. Exclusion makes, I think, school life painful for many children. You wouldn't call it bullying.
Kidding. Yes.
But if a child is shunned or someone makes a snide remark, you know, it's not an ongoing thing maybe, but the child is wounded, and what we've learned actually through neuroscience is that our bones mend well, but emotional hurts don't. That, you know, I speak a lot of teacher audiences around the world. And there's usually someone who will want to share a bullying story. And I can tell you very often in the retelling of that story, unbeknownst to themselves, they start to weep.
Uh-huh.
And also in our classrooms, we sometimes have teachers share with the children a time when they were bullied. And the one time I saw, the teacher was explaining that she was a new child in the community. And they had come from the West Indies, and the dad was becoming the local doctor in a small town. Mm-hmm. They were the only family of color, and her grandma had tailor-made a coat for her, so that was sort of her precious thing that she took with her.
Sure.
And when she went to go home, she couldn't find her coat.
Oh, dear.
And one little girl told her that the other kids had put it in the toilet.
Oh.
So, you know, what we find in Roots of Empathy is that the children in the Roots of Empathy classes are upstanders. They stand up when things are not fair. When someone takes a cap off another child's head and they start throwing it around and saying, "You can't get your hat," it's a really typical thing that happens in buses and in lineups all the time.
Oh, sure.
Roots of Empathy realize that child feels embarrassed and powerless, doesn't know what to do, has to pretend they don't care.
Uh-huh.
It, you know, you see little children standing up and saying, "Give him back his cap." And, you know, the majority of the children in the classroom are on the side of the child who spoke up, and that happens time after time after time. They uh-huh. have moral courage as well as empathy.
Wow. So we are this program is helping to create kids who will be upstanding citizens and caring parents.
Exactly. And this, you know, there are short-term goals which are measurable, but there's a study that, a published study in a health journal where they followed the children. It was a randomized longitudinal study.
Uh-huh.
That's a rigorous study. And they followed the children 1 year after the program, 2 years after the program,
sure.
3 years after the program.
Mm-hmm.
Published this study that said not only did the aggression go down and bullying, but the social and emotional understanding, the caring, helping, sharing attributes went up and stayed up, and the violence stayed down.
Mm-hmm.
And in the comparison groups, and they did this with all the ages, the aggression went up rather than going down.
My goodness.
So they're now looking at that study 10 years later. And they're joining up the databases of health, education, housing. 5 ministries are, you know, departments are putting together their findings, finding these kids to see, are they in post-secondary education or are they in jail? Have
uh-huh.
they been mentally healthy or have they had difficulties?
Right.
So, you know, have their lives been productive or thwarted? So it's really wonderful to see the classroom teachers tell us, because they know children, not only the children they teach this year, they know years and years worth of children, and to hear them say that their class is different this year, the children are nicer to one another, not an accident.
Right, right. We have to go to another quick break. Before we do, I just wanted to mention to everybody that you can connect with the information about these programs and Mary's wonderful book at rootsofempathy.org. More with Mary Gordon when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. 999-9836.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Mary, before the break, you're talking about the Roots of Empathy program. You gave us a wonderful example of how it was, a couple of examples of how it's shifting lives. And you've got research that indicates that it is indeed changing things in a huge way. How do people find out more about bringing this to their, you know, their school and their community?
The easiest way, Christine, would be to go on the website, and there are contacts, email contacts and names for each country and for each, wherever the state is, and there's one overall contact for the United States, and that's probably the easiest way.
So bringing babies into schools in order to help people to connect, evaluate, and develop that emotional intelligence. What's your vision for where you'd like to bring this? I mean, first of all, how many people have you reached? How many kids have you reached over the years with this program?
About 650,000.
Wow.
And growing.
Uh-huh.
And really, our theory of change or our theory of scaling the program is not to wallpaper the world,
uh-huh.
but to intentionally go to places where there is an invitation, number one. We don't market. We uh-huh. don't advertise. We only go by invitation. And to go deep
mm.
rather than going many, many places and in a shallow way. So, for example, we're in 5 states in the United States. We're in every province of Canada, as you mm-hmm. were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But we're now in the German-speaking world, and we would like to go deeper with that. We're in Zurich, in Switzerland, German-speaking part of Switzerland. We're also working in French, and we're in Germany. And we're working as a whole in the UK with a whole host of researchers and people interested in families and children, the landscape of childhood.
Mm-hmm.
There are research partners all over the world. We run every May an international research symposium here in Toronto and invite speakers who are doing interesting related research or direct research on roots of empathy.
Uh-huh.
So the vision is to find the areas where it's ripe for roots of empathy, not to push people to get ready for it, but
mm-hmm.
to go where there is an opening and people who believe that empathy is important. And, you know, if you're looking at exclusively looking at education as the purpose is to get the marks to
mm-hmm.
get the job,
okay.
you are unlikely to want to have roots of empathy
mm-hmm.
because you won't make space in the curriculum for it. But if you're looking at the development of a whole citizen and a contributing citizen, there is a very big likelihood that you would want a program that fosters the development of social-emotional learning.
Mm-hmm.
And the research shows that children who have roots of empathy only for 1 year, 27 classes, that's mm-hmm. less than 27 hours,
uh-huh.
they have a lifelong capacity to be able to take the perspective of others and to be able to be reflective about their own emotions and the emotions of others, which allows them to have deeper relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And in life, if we can do anything to help children, not just get a job, but to get a life,
uh-huh.
if they're able to make friends and keep friends, that is a huge thing. And also the development of empathy is crucial to leadership in the world. So we say at the UN, I was invited to speak, and they said, we want you to say that we heard you said before, as important as it is to learn to read, it's equally important to learn to relate. Mm-hmm. And if we don't learn that at school, we'll be a failed society.
Right.
And I'd also like to say that it's also important to learn to lead.
Mm-hmm.
And we need empathic leaders as well as empathic readers.
Right. Right. You know, Mary, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about a life snuffed out way too early and somebody who just randomly, you know, who didn't have any history of mental illness, any evidence, you just came and murdered him. Is there any evidence that this kind of approach can help prevent those kinds of tragic situations?
Well, I think one thing that happens, if you bring roots of empathy to young children, they will grow up in classrooms where children include everybody because
mm-hmm.
they realize that we all share the same feelings,
mm-hmm.
even though one may be on the autism spectrum and one may be different in some physical way
yeah.
or different in academic performance. We do need to appreciate that we are all the one because we share the same feelings. So children who grow up and create abominable atrocities like you mentioned mm-hmm. really have self-loathing and who do not feel connected to anybody in the world, are not really aware or don't have the capacity to care. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't come out of nowhere. That comes out of an entire childhood of marginalization, an entire mm-hmm. childhood of not being included, mm-hmm. an entire childhood of not understanding how you feel and not understanding that when you hurt people's feelings or their bodies, what that feels like. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I would never claim that Roots of Empathy would have prevented that
sure.
tragedy, but I can tell you that... you know, a quick story, we got a letter from a young man who was in his second year of teacher training. And he had a presentation in his education, one of the education courses on Roots of Empathy. And when it was over, he went to his professor and he said, "I'm a bit overwhelmed at the moment, but I'm going to go home and write you a letter explaining something." Mm-hmm. And the professor got his permission to send it to me and to share, although I won't identify where the student was from. Mm-hmm. But he said when he was 10 years old in grade 5, he got Roots of Empathy in his class, and he suddenly realized early in the year that he was a bully. And he hadn't realized he was a bully, and he particularly came to understand that there was one boy's life who he was making miserable.
Mm-hmm.
He went home that night, and he said he cried all night because he hated himself so much and he felt so badly. Mm-hmm. And when he woke up in the morning, he decided he was never going to hurt anyone again.
Mm-hmm.
Children noticed in the classroom how much he had changed. And he, you know, as the year went on, became more and more empathic with Roots of Empathy. And he decided at that tender age that when he grew up, he would be a teacher.
Wow.
Because if he was a teacher, he could make sure that no one in the class could do what he did
wow.
and be mean to other people and torture them with hurting their feelings. And he said that he had recently bumped into the boy who he used to torment.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was so disappointed he didn't have the courage to apologize to him. But now since having this presentation, he was going to seek him out apologize to him. So I think over the lifespan, children really can make very important decisions about who they want to be if they have the glimmer of who they might be.
Mary, we have run out of time, but I want to thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for doing what you do and through your program, Roots of Empathy, give people that glimmer of hope.
Thank you, Christine.
And if you want to learn more about Mary Gordon and this program called Roots of Empathy and her beautiful book with the same name, go to rootsofempathy.org. Meanwhile, I'm going to be off next week. We're going to have football on the station instead. But I wanted to say thank you for listening. I'm grateful for you, the listener, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience the power of three, the power of being mentally, physically, and spiritually fit? We tend to think in this society that we have to choose one and that to live in balance with all three is taboo or impossible. Lynn Brown will show you how to combine these energies to give you ease and power that is out of this universe. Lynn's workshop will be held at the Maya Whole Health Center studio in Renton, Washington on November 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Call them directly to register at 425-271-0200.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, How did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Can you keep your lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.